This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the award-winning Interest in Health and Safety podcast, making health and safety as important as everything else we do in business. And now your host, health and safety specialist, mentor and speaker, Colin Nottage.
Hi there, it's Colin Nottage here and welcome to the Interest in Health and Safety podcast. Today, I want to talk about unintended consequences. I was with a client recently, and we were chatting about their production, and basically what they do is they quarry stone, not huge quantities, quite small quantities of stone, and they take it from the working face up to the processing plant where the stone is further manufactured. You know, there's saws and there's guillotines and things like that, And I was chatting, and there were some discussions about the output that was coming from the quarry face, and the site manager had spoken to the guy on the face because basically they weren't getting the production that they wanted. I mean, it wasn't terrible, you know, but. But one of the measures that he used, he said to the guy, "Look, I've had a look at the hours on the excavator for last week, and you've done like 15 hours or 20 hours on that. And then there's the machine. There's a little tractor that brings the material from the face up to the processing plant. And he goes, and that's about it's about six or 8 hours. So all in all, you know, there's been like 26, 28 hours machine time." And, you know, this guy's doing sort of 45, 50 hours a week. And the question that was asked was what you've been doing with the other time? I suppose that's a fair question to ask, maybe. But I then went out onto site. Okay, I then went out into the site and was having a look around. And what I found was I found the tractor, which brings the material from the face up to the processing plant, just sitting in a corner idling, because what had happened is the interpretation, the pressure that had been put onto the individual, he thought the way to get around that was to leave the engine running. Then when the manager goes and has to look the following week, you'll see that the machine hours are a bit higher, and I suppose that's an issue that you have if you focus on the wrong things. And so I went and had a chat with the manager and I said, what you want to focus on is the tonnage of material that's up at the face. And if the guy can do it in 5 hours, then that's absolutely fantastic. Because then there's times that he can be doing other stuff. You know, and if all you're focusing on is the machine hours, then it's the wrong measure. And I suppose, you know, when we look at health and safety in general, when we look at, you know, are we focusing on the right things? And, you know, there's a lot of... there's a lot of discussion going on about accident incident rates and stuff like that. The number of incidents that you have is definitely worth knowing what's going on. You need to know what's going on in your business. You need to know if you're having events. You need to know if you're having near misses and accidents and stuff like that. And you need to do something about it. But if your focus comes just on, target zero or something like that, then the unintended consequences could be that you just drive people to silence. And so you need to be very, very careful. You need to be looking at the positive, proactive indicators, rather than negative indicators that maybe, if you focus on them too much, you get these unintended consequences. So things like competence of workforce is a great measure. The more upskilled you can make people, then the greater the chances that things aren't gonna go wrong. The number of high risk activities that you've got in your business that are really, really well assessed for risk, and the control measures are really understood by the people that are doing the jobs. It, for me, is a much, much better measure, than looking at accident incident rates. So, you know, so my challenge to you is to just go and have a look at what are you asking? What information are you asking in your business? You know, and if you're asking things that are, you know, have got a potential to drive people down the wrong route, you know, drive people to silence, then have a think about it. Have a think about, you know, turning them on the head a little bit and make your measures much more positive. Hey, that's all I want to say. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you again really soon. One thing I just want to say is, you know, there's been a lot of me talking to the mic over the last few weeks. We haven't had many interviews on, but that's about to change. You know, we've got some really great guests that are coming onto the show over the coming weeks. You know, we'll get some views and opinions from other people. We've also got Crystal and Lisa that are going to be doing a regular slot on the show, which I'm really excited about. So that once a quarter, they're going to be coming on and just talking about stuff that they think is really important. Hey, look, you take care, and we'll speak to you really soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Interest in Health and Safety podcast. You can follow and engage on Facebook and LinkedIn by searching the Interesting Health and Safety Community, or go to www.influentialmg.com. And remember, let's make health and safety as important as everything else we do in business. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Colin Nottage.